and be held mutually. You know? So I'm going to just talk a little bit about how we came up with the concept and how it feels to finally access this place of the mother drive, you know, to give more into the world and to help people and hold people. For quite a while, Samuel and I had felt that with the work that we do, it tends to be somewhat focused on a specific group of people. We generally will call them spiritual seekers who have maybe done a lot of different paths, a lot of different things in their lives, and all of great benefit, but yet at any given point in their life, that's not working for them anymore. So they're finding themselves gravitating toward the work that we do and the Waking Down Mutuality work that Samuel founded many years ago. And we have a big teacher group and mentors who are training to be teachers, and this is spreading across the world now. We have several pods of people in community who are really working their process in a very deep way. For a long time, I've been feeling, however, that since this work is so specific in the waking up to your conscious nature embodied in life and mutuality, and the places that that can take an individual, I've been feeling that there is probably, no doubt, a lot of individuals in the world who don't want to take that kind of journey. They're either not ready, or they're very happy with their spiritual belief system or where they've landed in their own path, but they're still feeling like they need holding, support, a community to bounce things off of, perhaps, you know? Maybe they don't even really want to express it verbally sometimes. Maybe it's just about coming into a room of people who they know there's no agenda, there's no process, per se, that you're supposed to be engaged in order to just be held and felt and sometimes listened to deeply. And so as we talked through the years of developing an offering, this has been very, very close to my heart, of being able to reach more people in the world with just the blessing force, however that shows up, just to hold someone and say, it's okay, you know? And if it's not okay, I have the heart and the space and the ear to listen. And it can be a very transformative process. Samuel and I, wrote in that letter, you know, we have an awakening that has helped us land very fully in our spiritual process, in our life, in the way we move in the world. And so having that foundation of the realization of consciousness in and as our body and in relationships, integrating always, because we are in life, we are in a body, we feel that the transmission of who we are really helps activate more of that place where an individual can just go, oh, something feels better now. You know, I think I can take a deeper breath now. And it can be as subtle as that. It can be a very simple intuition of walking out of the room of people and having us do heart gazing and go, oh, I do feel a little better. Wow, you know, that helps me. That mystery, I don't know what it is, but I do feel a little better, you know. And it's okay that if you don't know what it is, then just abide as it. Just allow it to percolate and grow and experiment with it. So we started heart gazing. Heart gazing being a process, very simple form of connection to individuals. And through that connection, through that sometimes very gentle touch, through that gaze, where we connect with individuals for a period of time, brief period of time, there is the transmission that happens that can be very activating for people. And then also what we have decided in these gatherings is we'll have time for mutual gazing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just about us giving something, hoping or, you know, hoping that something will shift or nurture you, you know. As you said, Barbara, that person said something, it's a nutrient that I didn't know I needed until I got it, you know, as she was a woman, wasn't
it?
It
was a woman and a man. And a man, too.
Yeah. As they gazed with you, mm-hmm. that transformed them in that moment, mm-hmm. that transmission so beautifully.
Yeah,
it feeds the soul. It feeds every part of who you are. It feeds your heart. And so this is my passion, my move now, and Samuel's move. And I mean, you know, we have three of you beautiful people with us tonight. And we will have more in the future, and we're going to be offering this all around the country periodically whenever we're doing our other work and doing our workshops and other offerings. But we're hoping that this will grow and we can just radiate that force out into the world so that it can be transformative, so that fundamentally, as each individual comes more into their own and gets grounded and feels better, how can that not help the entire world? How can that not shift the paradigm of the things that are happening right now that in some ways are pretty atrocious in our different cultures and different places of the world? So that's a basic background of where we're coming from.
Thank you.
And you, Samuel the Bonder, my husband and beloved and best friend and partner. I'm thrilled to be doing this with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought maybe before we get into a presentation that Samuel's going to be doing and get into doing a little heart gazing a little later, mutual gazing, we thought just for a moment we can just close our eyes and just be silent with each other in the room. And then we'll begin with more presentation.